Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Lee Mozilli. Batting second, the second baseman, Kelvin Chapman. Batting third, the third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting fourth, the catcher, John Stearns. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Willie Montanez. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Elliot Maddox. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Pat Zachary. Pitching for the New York Mets, Pat Zachary. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Ivan Dehazu. Batting second, the second baseman, Ted Sizemore. Batting third, the first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Steve Ontiveros. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting eighth, the catcher, Barry Foote. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ken Holtzman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ken Holtzman. And now, play ball. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dehazu scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan Dehazu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dehazu strikes out. One out. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Sizemore reaches second base with a double. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner takes first base on ball four. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a fly ball into right field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sizemore moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a pop-up towards short. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kingman. Montanez reaches second base with a double. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Montanez scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Foote and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is called out on strikes. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Henderson scores. It's 2-0, Mets. Pat Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn misplays the ball. That's an error on Flynn. Ontiveros moves to second. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. Ontiveros moves to third. Martin moves to second. Two outs. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesu is 0 for 1 in the game. DeJesu takes first base on ball 4. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground for an out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Mozilli hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Mets. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman strikes out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hebner takes first base on ball 4. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 1 in the game. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesu fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chapman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Mozilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mercer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Chapman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Montanez for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 1 in the game. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ontiveros takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ontiveros moves to second. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-1 in the game. Foote strikes out. One out. Larry Beitner pinch hits for Ken Holtzman. Larry Beitner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beitner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesu is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, DeJesu is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ray Burris now pitching. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary is 0-for-1 in the game. Zachary hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesu scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mozzilli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mozzilli. The throw from Foote and he is out, DeJesu applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Buckner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Buckner moves to second. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-2 in the game. Mercer takes first base on ball 4. Buckner moves to third. Kingman moves to second. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ontiveros for the out. Buckner scores. Kingman moves to third. Mercer moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-1, Mets. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mercer. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hebner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chapman scores. It's 4-1, Mets. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-2 in the game. Stearns is hit by the pitch. Hebner moves to second. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Burris covering, for the out. Hebner moves to third. Stearns moves to second. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Henderson is walked intentionally. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Elliot Maddox. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Joel Youngblood pinch hits for Ed Cranepool. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros juggles the ball. That's an error on Ontiveros. Hebner scores. Stearns moves to third. Henderson moves to second. It's 5-1, Mets. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Flynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Trevino pinch hits for Pat Zachary. Alex Trevino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trevino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stearns scores. Henderson moves to third. Youngblood moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Mets. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mozilli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Henderson scores. Youngblood scores. There goes Trevino trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-1, Mets. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tim Blackwell pinch hits for Barry Foote. Joel Youngblood now playing right field. Wayne Twichell now pitching. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell hits a pop-up towards first. Montanez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Kleins pinch hits for Guillermo Hernandez. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins hits a fly ball into center field. Mozilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. DeJesus hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Youngblood. DeJesus reaches second base with a double. Youngblood throws the ball into Hebner who tags DeJesus trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Blackwell now catching. Donnie Moore now pitching. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Stearns hits a line drive towards first. Buckner catches it and steps on first to double up Hebner. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sizemore takes first base on ball four. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buckner takes first base on ball four. Sizemore moves to second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kingman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sizemore scores. Buckner moves to second. It's 8-2, Mets. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chapman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Buckner moves to third. Two outs. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Ontiveros takes first base on ball four. Dale Murray now pitching. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martin takes first base on ball four. Ontiveros moves to second. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Blackwell takes first base on ball four. Buckner scores. Ontiveros moves to third. Martin moves to second. It's 8-3, Mets. Scott Thompson pinch hits for Donnie Moore. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Cubs 3. The Mets will come to bat. Dennis Lamp now pitching. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Montanez hits a pop-up towards the mound. Lamp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Youngblood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Youngblood. The throw from Blackwell and he is safe. Youngblood steals second. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Flynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Youngblood scores. It's 9-3, Mets. Dale Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Tim Foley now playing shortstop. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chapman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chapman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Cubs 3. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mozilli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mozilli for the out. One out. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamp fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hebner hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kingman strikes out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Mercer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Ontiveros hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mercer moves to third. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mercer scores. Ontiveros moves to second. It's 9-4, Mets. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Blackwell takes first base on ball 4. Ontiveros moves to third. Martin moves to second. Skip Lockwood now pitching. Mike Vale pinch hits for Dennis Lamp. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. DeJesus is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 9, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.